Listen to me, Rooker. You call my home again, whether it's to warn me off or just tell me the weather, and I'll come looking for you. You don't want that. Rooker blinked, but then raised his hands in surrender.
Hey, man, I don't know what the fuck you're talking...
Save it for somebody you can convince. At least you could have been a man and skipped the cellophane. That's coward shit, boy. Bosch had hoped that when he got to Irving's conference room, there would be at least a few minutes for him to look at his notes and put his thoughts together. But Irving was already seated at the round table, his elbows on the polished surface and the fingertips of both hands touching and forming a steeple in front of his chin.